It's Friday, November 19th, 2021, and good news, white America, vigilante murder is still legal as long as you are under the right guidelines. Those guidelines being that you are white, that is all. In case you hadn't heard the news, Kyle Rittenhouse found not guilty on all charges, and that is going to be the focus of tonight's show. This is No Turning Back with Shannon Young. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight, and it's a weird day. It's a weird day because I knew that the verdict was coming. I knew it was coming, and I knew what it was going to be. You can go back and listen to last night's. I'm sorry, I haven't posted it yet. Haha. Once it's posted, you can go back and listen to the newest episode of Podzilla After Dark over on the sister network, Podzilla 1985. We briefly touched on this trial before the verdict was read, and I knew what it was going to be. We all did. We said it. It was going to be not guilty. But even so, I didn't expect the verdict to come out today. Maybe not today, not at this exact moment, because it's bad that it came out half a day after I saw the new Ghostbusters Afterlife film. And I was in a good mood. Because I saw Ghostbusters Afterlife. It was a fantastic movie. I'm going to have a full-blown review of it on Sunday over on Podzilla 1985 with myself, Double H, Lindsay Tanner, and special guest, the best of the best, Austin Lane from Cape Championship Wrestling, formerly of Cape Championship Wrestling, now from Memphis Wrestling out of, well, Memphis. Yes, that goes without saying. Anyway, so I was in a pretty good mood. Today, I had the honor of going to the Zonta Women's Luncheon. It's an achievement luncheon celebrating spectacular women in the area, in the Cape Girardeau area. It was amazing. I had a great time. It was great to honor these women. And, you know, met a lot of great people there, some great people through work. And it was good. It was a good day. And then as soon as I get back to the office at my 9-to-5, you know, I bust open my laptop. I pretty much live through my laptop at this point. I'm always on it. And as I often do, I check the news sites, and the big story, of course, Kyle Rittenhouse, not guilty. Can't tell you how long the show is going to be tonight, because I'm only going to talk about this. I don't want to stretch it out any further than it needs to be stretched out, especially considering that nothing I say is going to change anything. Let's be honest. I'm just venting. Nothing I say is going to have an impact on anything or anybody. If you're listening to this show, you probably already have the same feelings that I do about this. If you are listening to the show and you disagree with me, then I'd be fucking surprised, because I can't imagine anyone listening to me ramble for half an hour about something that they disagree with me about. But if you do, thank you. And I would love to have a conversation with you about why you disagree. That's the big thing, man. We did Podzilla 1985. We're still doing it, but we've done it for over 6 years. And in those 6 years, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners. Not to toot my own horn, but we do. And every time we talk about something controversial, every time we talk about something and I want to get other people's opinions on it, I want to hear the opposite side because I want to have a conversation. We put that out there. We say, let us know what you think. We want to know what you're thinking. And in the 6 years that we've been doing the show, I honestly can't recall a single time anyone has taken me up on that offer. Now, maybe they're just afraid to jump into the arena with me or the guys because they're afraid that they're going to get embarrassed. I don't know. That's not this kind of show. I'm never going to attack someone for their beliefs. I want to have a conversation about why you believe the things that you do. Closest thing I ever got was somebody called us social justice warriors and scum people, and we pat ourselves on the back because we're talking about human rights. Apparently that is a point of divisiveness in America, is basic human rights. Which leads us back to Kyle Rittenhouse, because one of the basic human rights in America is being able to live. And Kyle Rittenhouse took away two people's basic human rights when he killed Anthony Huber and Joseph Rosenbaum during the protest in Kenosha over the Jacob Blake shooting. Jacob Blake. You remember Jacob Blake, right? The paralyzed young man, because a police officer shot him 7 times in the back. 7 times in the back. By the way, that police officer also did not face charges. Go figure, right? So Kyle Rittenhouse was charged with first-degree intentional homicide, a.k.a. murder, 2 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, First degree reckless homicide, first degree attempted intentional homicide. One person named Gage did survive the shooting. They did take the witness stand during the trial and certainly didn't help the case any. But there shouldn't... Here's my problem. There shouldn't have been a case to begin with. I don't understand this. Again, if you're unfamiliar with the story, one, how could you be? And two, if you are, why are you listening to this show? This show has nothing for you if you don't know a story like this. You're going to be lost on a lot of things in this show. So maybe you do want to check out Podzilla 1985, where we have a show called Horse Time. That was kind of insulting, wasn't it? I don't want to apologize. Anyway, so during the Jacob Blake protests, Kyle Rittenhouse, 17-year-old kid, takes his assault rifle, crosses state lines, goes to Kenosha, where he decides to be the protector and to protect people's property and businesses during the Jacob Blake protests, because some of the protests did get violent. Some of them did lead to destruction of property. And I personally, I don't like to see the destruction of property. I don't. But I'm also a white guy. I don't know what it's like to live through the struggle that some people do. I don't personally believe that destroying someone else's property who had nothing to do with what you're angry about is a good thing. But I also don't know what it's like to be that frustrated. I'm frustrated right now over this. I can't imagine how people feel when they're, you know, systematically oppressed by America. So just because I disagree with it doesn't necessarily mean that I don't kind of understand why they do it. And even though I disagree with it, I also don't cross state lines with an assault rifle to protect businesses that I have nothing to do with. But that's what Kyle Rittenhouse did. He crossed state lines with his assault rifle. He marched through the streets of Kenosha, and when confronted, ended up shooting someone dead, was chased, beaten with skateboards, and threatened because, you know, he just shot a guy dead and ran away. He ended up killing another guy and then wounding another. The people he shot, by the way, were white. So there was some part of me, some weird, twisted part of me that thought, okay, well, if the people he shot are white, maybe he will go to jail because the system is clearly geared towards white people. And it's that weird area of the killer's white, the victims are white. Now it's a toss-up. Now it's a toss-up. And today, the jury decided he was not guilty. Believed the prosecution's argument that he acted in self-defense. Which is goddamn ridiculous. How do you claim self-defense when you yourself create the situation? If I walked into a store with a gun, even if I'm not there to rob someone, if I walked into the store with a gun and I'm waving it around and I'm threatening people and then someone attacks me or shoots me, I can't claim self-defense against that. I created the scenario. In what world did Kyle Rittenhouse not create the scenario that he had to claim self-defense for? He crossed state lines with an assault rifle to go to a protest that he had nothing to do with it, to defend businesses that he had nothing to do with, and in the process of walking around the streets with his assault rifle, terrorizing people, he ends up shooting people when they confronted him. Of course they confronted him. He's a 17-year-old kid, a 17-year-old white kid in a very racially divided protest because of what happened to Jacob Blake. And he decides to patrol the streets with an assault rifle. Of course he's creating unrest. He's creating a situation. And then it's the stereotypical, the epitome of fuck around and find out. Kyle Rittenhouse fucked around, found out that apparently people don't take too kindly to 17-year-old white kids walking around with assault rifles in their neighborhood. And despite the fact that he created the situation, when things got too hot and he ended up killing two people and wounding another one, somehow this man was able to claim self-defense. I call him a man. He's not a man. First off, he's a child. And if he wasn't a child, he still wouldn't be a man, because a man doesn't have to walk around the streets with an assault rifle trying to prove how badass he is. A man doesn't have to prove how badass he is. He just is. A man is a man. A woman is a woman. Everyone could be a badass. It doesn't matter. But walking around with an assault rifle does not make you tough. It just makes you, well, I guess it makes you a hero in the eyes of Fox News. I can't wait for Kyle Rittenhouse to get that seat on one of the Fox News shows right next to, you know, I can't remember the dude's name. Tyrus, was that his name? What was the failed wrestler who also turned out to be a creep and a almost rapist? Brodus Clay. Tyrus, whatever you want to call him. I can't wait for those guys to get their own show together. Kyle Rittenhouse is going to be a star on Fox News pretty soon. And that's, you know, after he goes into the academy, probably becomes a world famous police officer. We'll see how many other people he can shoot in his lifetime. The defense attorney said that now that this is over, his client wants to become like a nurse or something. Wants to live a normal life. How do you live a normal life after you shot and killed two people? How do you live with yourself after you do that? Especially when, and you know he knows. Kyle Rittenhouse knows that he did that shit on purpose. And he knows he got away with it. This is not a case of justice is served. This is a case of little white boy who cried on the stands gets away with murder. And he gets to go home. Whereas these two people that are dead, you know, they never get to go home. There is no justice for the murder of these two people. There's no justice. But Kyle Rittenhouse gets to go on and live his life. And I don't understand how he can live with himself. It's like Kaylee Anthony. I don't understand how you live with yourself after you do something so terrible. I don't want to believe that Kyle Rittenhouse can go home, eat dinner, talk with friends, talk with family like a normal person after he killed two people in a trial that was so heavily publicized. But Kyle Rittenhouse is the same guy that after he did commit the murders, because that's what they are. I don't care what the jury says. They were murders. Kyle Rittenhouse is the same guy that was out at the bar later with a shirt on that said free as fuck. Probably bragging about what he did and trying to show how tough he was because he went across state lines with his assault rifle and gunned down two people at a protest. He was probably bragging about it, but the little bitch wasn't bragging about it when he was on the stand crying his eyes out, quote unquote, with those fake white boy tears. It's infuriating. It's upsetting. At what point do we just give up on the justice system? And that's not even, you know, soon, probably in the next couple days, we'll probably have a verdict in the Aubrey murder. I can't imagine what that's going to be with a jury of 11 white people and one black person. Gonna guess it's not guilty. They say that the state is gearing up for violence in the wake of the Rittenhouse acquittal. I don't think that's true. I don't think they're gonna riot as much or protest as much over this because, you know, the two people that he shot were white. And that's not to take away from their lives. It's just that in such a racially and politically divided nation, I hate to say this, almost feels like it's not as, I don't know how to say it without sounding insulting, but when the Aubrey case comes back of the black man that was chased down by a couple good old boys and killed with a shotgun, and those guys are found not guilty, that city will burn. Cities might burn because of the Rittenhouse acquittal. I doubt it. It's a possibility. But when Aubrey's murderers are found not guilty, that city will burn, and you will see the protests kick off once again, because every year we go through shit like this, because every year more bad things happen, and it's because we set precedents like this where Kyle Rittenhouse can get away with murder and then go on and live his best life after what he did. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm not the only one that thinks so. Celebrities, of course, are jumping all over it because celebrities like to do that. They like to have their voice heard, and they deserve it. I mean, good Lord. Everyone has a voice. Colin Kaepernick, I love his quote. He said, "We just witnessed a system built on white supremacy validate the terroristic acts of a white supremacist." I don't know if I would go so far as to call Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist. I probably could very easily. He went to this protest, and you know, They said that this trial, the defense attorney said this trial was not about race. You can make that argument because Kyle Rittenhouse was white and his victims were white. But you could also very easily say that it was absolutely about race, considering that the entire jumping off point for this was the shooting of Jacob Blake. And that if Jacob Blake hadn't been, you know, unjustly gunned down with 7 shots to the back, then we never would have had these protests. And if we didn't have these protests, you wouldn't have had Kyle Rittenhouse, 17-year-old badass, 17-year-old punisher, traveling across state lines with his assault rifle to shoot 2 people. So it's absolutely racially motivated. Although you could go back further. Where is the starting point? Because you could go back to Eric Garner. You could go back to Mike Brown. You could go back to a lot of people that were unjustly killed and that we, you know, as a country, a lot of us started protesting. A lot of us started raising our voice because of how clearly unfair and unjust this was. So how far do you go back? Like, how many years of this do we need before something changes? Because it doesn't feel like anything's changing. And like, what does it take to change? When police shoot black people, or when, again, when the Aubrey decision comes in and white people can shoot black people, and no one's found guilty, no one's held responsible for the murders, that's, you know, that's, I hate to say it, but it's almost like it's kind of expected, man. You almost expect this to happen. And you hate to say that because you'd like to think that common sense and common human decency, that people would actually want change. They wouldn't want to see this happening over and over again. But there's a lot of America that's absolutely fine with it and that would hold people like this up as heroes. It's not racial. It's not racial. It's just American rights. But when you have a guy like Kyle Rittenhouse who shot white people, you almost say, okay, well, that's going to create change, right? Like, look, he shot white people for once. And that doesn't change anything either. What if Kyle Rittenhouse had been a black man? If Kyle Rittenhouse was black, and he was at the January 6th, quote-unquote, protest, and he was patrolling outside of the Capitol with an assault rifle, trying to keep the Capitol safe. No one invited him. No one asked him to come. The police didn't ask him. No one deputized him. If a black man just decided to go because he wanted to defend America, he wanted to defend what we stand for, and this man patrolled around the Capitol building with an AR-15 around all of those white people who were just ready to pop, and he ended up killing 2 or 3 of them when they chased him or they threatened him because they felt unsafe with a black man walking around with an assault rifle. How fast do you think they would have convicted him? Assuming he even lived long enough to see a trial. Because I can almost guarantee, and maybe I'm wrong, yeah, I'm a little crazy. That's why they have me on medication. But I feel like I know how it would go. If he even made it out of the area, he would have been arrested and convicted so fast. But not Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old who's going to go on to college, put this all behind him. Put behind him the 2 murders that he got away with, scot-free. Got some more celebrity reactions here. It's always interesting for me to get into the mind of these people that we idolize so much and see what they think. I don't have a response from people like Kevin Sorbo or Randy Quaid or Scott Baio, but I have a feeling that I know where they stand. So let's just say they're probably happy. Colin Kaepernick, to expand on what he said earlier, we just witnessed a system built on white supremacy validate the terroristic acts of a white supremacist. This only further validates the need to abolish our current system. White supremacy cannot be reformed. You would think that. LeVar Burton, classic actor, host or Star Trek actor, host of Reading Rainbow. Is it Reading Rainbow? I grew up as a very deprived child. So while, you know, people were watching shows like that, I was watching the news with Bryant Gumbel, or I was watching Real Sex on HBO. I think I watched that. terrible, whatever it was. Anyway, oh God, that's really bad. I shouldn't have had HBO when I was a kid. Between that and like Tales from the Crypt and Mr. Show with Bob and David, I grew up really weird. Anyway, LeVar Burton said, tell me again, there are not two kinds of justice in America. Emmy Rossum, one of my favorite actresses, says this is a devastating blow. Yvette Nicole Brown, who I absolutely adore, says, and I agree with this, says it best. The good news is that white men and boys can still kill whoever they want and do no jail time. Isn't that fun? And she goes on to point out, and he killed white people. I bet little Kyle Rittenhouse is going to go right out and take some more white power pics with the Proud Boys and plan his next massacre. Rosanna Arquette, I have no faith in the justice system in America today. I don't want to live in a country that is ruled by violent, ignorant racists. Good luck with that. Bette Midler, Kyle Rittenhouse found not guilty, though we saw him kill two. Fundamentally stupid, I predict he will go on to a big career on Fox and in radical right-wing circles, which counts as a plus with them. A tragic, tragic day for decent, thinking, feeling, ethical people everywhere. Josh Gad, who, by the way, you might not know, voiced Muncher in the new Ghostbusters Afterlife film, said it has now been put out that there are vigilantes can go and kill people protesting issues like racial equality whenever they want and get away with it. Think about that for a second. George Takei, justice denied is a body blow to our national psyche. On trial was not only a killer, but a system that continues to kill. Today, that system defeated true justice once again, but mark these words, we will never stop fighting for what is right and just. Daniel Day Kim, one of my favorite actors. If you're a fan of Saints Row, he was Johnny Gat. He was on Lost, I believe, although I've never, ever watched that show, I will tell you. Said, in other news, you could see coming from a mile away, responding to Kyle Rittenhouse being acquitted. And last, and this goes on and on and on. Kristen Schaal says, terrifying day in America. Last one, Patton Oswalt. Want to be a Supreme Court justice? Want to murder two people and not go to jail better? One, cut some onions. Two, be white. Music cue, cherry pie. The last thing I want to point out, and again, this could go on forever. I could bitch to you for hours about this, but I'm just going to be repeating myself. I'm just recycling the same information over and over again because there's only so much you can say. There's only so many times you can say, man, this is fucked up, before you just give up, man. You give up because clearly nothing's going to change. What does it take to change? You would think, as I thought, that when Democrats took the office, when they took the House, when they took the Congress, when they took the presidency, that maybe shit was going to change. But it absolutely has not and will not. And though I did vote for Joe Biden, and my faith in Joe Biden has been shaky occasionally, I do want to leave with this final thing because I've never been more disappointed in Joe Biden than I am right now. But I don't know if that's true. But this certainly ranks up there in response to the verdict today. Our president, Joseph R. Biden, said, I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it. No, it fucking doesn't. The jury system does not work, just like the filibuster does not work. I don't understand why President Biden... Oh, that's a lie. I was going to say, I don't understand why President Biden is so set in his ways and he has this old way of thinking because he's old. Like, I voted for the son of a bitch, but he's old. He's an old man. He's an old white man. And as much good as he has done for the country, and I think he has, he's still an old white man. I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works and we have to abide by it. We have to abide by it if you want to give him some credit and try to take it the right way. Almost sounds like he's saying, even though I disagree with it, this is what the jury has concluded and we have to abide by it. And I would believe that, and I want to believe that and wrap myself in it like a warm, toasty blanket if he had not also said the jury system works. Who says that? Who says that the jury system works other than the people that get away with murder? The people that are oppressing everyone else, the people that are celebrating the fact that if you're white and young and you're white and you're rich and you're white, you can get away with just about anything, including murdering two people in the streets, despite the fact of there being evidence and video evidence and testimonials and all these other things. Who says that? Who says the jury system works? The jury system absolutely does not work. That's why you have people being exonerated all the time. That's why you have people being, after they've been executed, they've been found innocent and had their records wiped. Thank God you murdered them already, But at least now when people look back, they'll go, oh, well, he was innocent. You know, good for him. I'm sure he appreciates that in heaven. God bless the Lord and all that fucking bullshit. So fuck Joe Biden on this day for saying the jury system works and we have to abide by it. That is not the way to go about this. If you see what's happened with Kyle Rittenhouse and your response is, well, the system works, then you are a part of the fucking problem. This is not, this isn't even a self-defense argument. Like, I'm all for self-defense. If someone invades your home and they're causing you, you know, bodily harm, if they're threatening you and your family and you have a gun and you defend yourself, I'm all for that. As long as it's legal and you keep it legal. I covered a story years ago about an old man who was being robbed by these two kids, and he shoots one and the other one runs away. She's unarmed. She runs away. He chases her down and guns her down and kills her. He was found guilty of murder because it was no longer self-defense. When he followed her and he was no longer in danger, he followed her and he killed her, and they found him guilty of murder. Thank God. But this is not a self-defense argument when Kyle Rittenhouse creates the situation that he has to defend himself from. He forfeited his right to self-defense when he created the situation, and fuck around and find out is exactly what happened. So if you are pro Rittenhouse because you're thinking, oh yeah, he stood up for himself and defended himself. No, he didn't. He did not stand up for himself. He decided to put himself in a situation where he was unnecessary, where no one asked for him, and he ended up killing two people because of the situation he created. That is not fucking self-defense. And I can't believe this jury was so fucking stupid that they couldn't see that. They probably couldn't see it because they couldn't see past the fresh-faced fucking 17-year-old white boy sitting on the stand, quote-unquote crying his eyes out over what he did because he was so sorry about it. His mom said that if he had to do it over again, he probably wouldn't have gone. She said that if he didn't have his gun, they would have killed him. That's the argument for self-defense. She said if he didn't have his gun, he would have died that night. If he hadn't gone to the fucking city in the first place, no one would have died that night, you stupid motherfucker. So fuck her, fuck Kyle Rittenhouse, and fuck Joe Biden for saying that the system works. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. And that's going to do it for us tonight. If I say anything more, my neighbors are going to come after me for screaming too loud. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I'll see you in a couple days when Aubrey's murderers are declared innocent. We'll do all this again. Until then, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to me ramble and vent for 30 minutes. I love you. I do. I really, really do. I appreciate the hell out of you. I'll see you guys next week for an all-new No Turning Back when we keep this fucking train rolling. You can catch us over on Podzilla 1985 as well. Obviously, Sunday we've got our Ghostbusters Afterlife show, and how fucking weird it feels to pitch and promote a Ghostbusters Afterlife show when you're talking about the fucking injustice that we have to talk about today. But that's going to be Sunday. Ghostbusters Afterlife, the review special with Austin Lane. It's going to be a lot of fun. Until then, my friends, thank you. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you next week. I love you. Later.